Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 204. Oh my lordy, yes it is. Today is Saturday, February 22nd, 2020. Lots of twos. It is a lot of twos. I am your host, Lita, and joining me this week, and I got it right, I had to think about it, is my co-host, Chris.
What's up? Sure.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much for, again, joining me this week. We do appreciate it. You know, it's always great to have you guys pop in and help me out with this, which is fantastic. So thank you to all that say yes to me when I do ask. Appreciate that. How you been? You rested? Not sick? Yay. Not so far.
Rested, not sick. Let's see. Sun has a cold, yeah. Doing his best to try and get me ill on day five out of eight at work. And, yeah. You know, but I have time off coming, so that's okay.
Yes. Time off is greatly needed and appreciated, so understand that. I'm still on holidays. I've still got a week to go, so... Yay! And you know what? It is really nice to actually not have to rush home. Last week I had to rush home because poor Zortz was sick and Stone was not well, and we managed to get the show done anyway. So again, thank you to Nisi for stepping in last week and kind of the last minute to get that show up. But appreciate you guys. It's really good to be able to utilize you guys like that, which is fantastic. All right. So yeah, I don't know why chat room's so chatty today all of a sudden. You'd think there was something gonna be happening soon.
It's like they're here for something, yeah, other than you and I.
Yeah, I mean, guys, you know,
they're here for sharks with lasers. Sharks with lasers.
Is that like cows with guns? Sharks with lasers. Yeah. Yeah.
And Azzy's here for the Night Elf Hunter contest.
Excellent. Hi, all right. Azzy, that's you know, excellent. You know, live in hope, Azzy. Always a good thing. So, sharks with freaking laser beams. That's awesome.
Right?
I saw this thing on, I can't remember if it was Twitter or Facebook. It was like, what was the movie that as a child, you know, completely scared the crap out of you? You know, it's one of those things. And there's a couple, but the first thing that popped to mind was Jaws. I remember seeing Jaws. I think when I was like about 8. And scared the crap out of me. Now, I love sharks. I love sharks. I know what they can do. Australia is surrounded by sharks. And boy, do we have some magnificent beasts. But, yeah, sharks. Jaws was the movie for me that was kind of like that. But I do love them. They are predatory and amazing. So that's why
Jaws would be mine, too. And my sister and I were actually on a pre-Olympic training swim team. So we lived in the water. We were just fishes all day, fishes before school, fishes during school, after school. We lived in the water.
Nice.
And to date myself, Jaws would be one of the ones for me. And the deep end of the pool at school was incredibly dark. And there was a window down there.
Oh.
And so the swim team coaches decided to tell us all that's where they keep the sharks, and it has a window, so that if we all are not performing to their expectations, they'll release the sharks and they will come and eat us. This is not how you train 8-year-olds, people.
No. That is so mean. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Yeah, the other... Yes, everything in Stray wants to kill you. Pretty much. We do have quite a few things. The other thing...
Made me nort. Rap bears with laser beams.
The worst. They are. You gotta watch those drop bears. Still one of the best things is... Stone's not in the chat room, is he? Stringing Stone on for a couple months with the whole drop bears thing. That was fantastic. So yes, that was always fun. But yeah, because I come from Queensland, and obviously I've spent a lot of Queensland, like North Queensland, we have crocodiles. Crocodiles are very, very big. Again, predatory, magnificent beasts. But yeah, I remember as a kid swimming in, I come from Rockhampton, which is halfway up the Queensland coast. Hot hole of a place that it is. Very hot, very humid, very dry. And they've got this fantastic river that runs through the city called Fitzroy River. And I remember we used to go down there all the time as kids, like, and swim. You know, granddad would take us down. My uncle would take us down. Until the time that my uncle told me that they sighted a crocodile about a kilometer up from where we were swimming. And I was in the water when he told me this, in the water, like in the middle of the freaking river. My uncle tells me that about 30 seconds later, something touches my foot. And you have never heard me scream or seen me move so fast in
running
your whole...
on water.
Oh, yeah. So, that... you do not go into a river or a lake or anything when you're surrounded in crocodile country. That's another thing. So, there's like your Florida. Lessons. Lessons for today is don't go there. But, yeah, salty... definitely salty. We have fresh water as well, but anyway, there's your Australia lesson on, you know, in and how to survive. Don't go in the water, guys. That's the whole thing. Ocean or river or yeah. Okay, so let's go into let's find out we're a WoW show. So and there are, you know, technically there are sharks and crocolus in WoW, so you know, there's your tie-in.
Yeah.
Guys, but let's find out how week has gone. So Chris, tell me about your week, because you know, if you're anything like me, you've probably had a fantastic week of, you know, getting things that you really, really want in game. Yeah, so
I am also the woman who cannot for the life of me. Okay, so I looked it up last night, right?
Yeah.
The elusive Love Rocket. The 3% of all WoWhead profiles.
Really?
3%.
Really? 3.
Have this mount.
You sure it's not like
I am
0.3?
Not one of them.
I would have thought it was 0.3.
You know, it says 3. Maybe they don't use decimals on WoWhead at the beginning. So 3%, right? I can tell you with 100% certainty after Paradin, how many did you do? 330? Yep, 330
this year, Paradin. My
so,
God, Stonet doesn't exist.
He would do 9 runs per day before Zep and I got there, because Zep has 13 tunes, 14 tunes. So I would heal 3 of them on my old realm, and then we would do 10 on Zangarmarsh, so I wouldn't get locked out.
Yeah.
So between the 3 of us, either somebody was tanking, somebody was healing, or both.
Yeah.
So that we would have, you know, faster queues than if anybody was DPS.
Yeah.
So he did 330 of them. This is what we have done for the past 3 years. There, it doesn't exist. We did not see it drop, not once.
Yeah.
The only reason I knew it was even still in game is because I want to say it was Mistress Vef. Tweeted that one of her friends got one, and that is the only Love Rocket mention I saw anywhere.
I didn't see
but
any
mention.
But
I am also the woman who cannot get the Headless Horseman mount either, and 41% of all people in WoW have that mount. So I can get five mounts in, wait, what did I get? Five mounts in 4 days, four mounts in 5 days, including Invincible.
Yeah.
I mean, it, my, and Memron's head. I can get five of those to drop in 4 days. Yeah. But a Love Rocket or a Headless Horseman mount just 1,000,000% elude me.
Man, you know, as much as RNG is such a cruel, cruel, cruel mistress, you know, the other thing, you got quite a few. Maybe that's what it is. Your RNG's-ness.
But that was last year. That was in December.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
You know, RNG does not have a, you know, it's just like, yeah, we're just going to keep this going for the next 5 years. It's going to be.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will tell you what, though. I had more fun in those runs because most of the time I tank.
Yeah.
And I'm always of that mind that, okay, let the tank start it. So at least you know the tank is ready for the encounter.
Nice.
And we would have like little level 20s run in there and start the encounter. I'm still up on the stairs. I'm like, you're going to get one shot, dude. You want to tank it? Have fun.
Yeah.
Now, my son is also a tank, and he's of the mind, I'm here. You guys can all start it. I'll get down there when I'm ready.
Yeah.
But seeing some of these people, you can know instantly. If you have, like, a 600K Demon Hunter, this is going to be the fastest run you have ever done for a Love Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have those ones that were so painful. It was like you were playing Classic, and everybody was a level 1, and we're fighting a level 60 Elite. Because everybody's standing in the stuff. The healer who, you know, who queued as a healer really isn't a healer.
Yeah.
It's really a feral kitty with one spell
yeah.
that you use it three times in their And these were the kind of groups we would get. So I spent more time laughing at these. And then it was always like, didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
Didn't
yeah.
get it. You yep. know, so I think nope. Paradin got nope. like 40 of the pets, though, at least.
Nice.
At least.
Nice.
That probably got about 50.
Mm-hmm. Yes. yes.
So
it's,
if you
it's
can't
cruel.
Tell, we spent a lot of cruel. Time mm. on the Love Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I have dragged out getting... So I have a Demon Hunter, and I tried him before. I didn't yep. really love Demon Hunters, and I made a new one.
Yeah.
And I named her Tank. Because you know I love to tank and I got the name Tank.
Because of course you would get the most
because of course
obvious
I did. Yes,
random.
Of course
thing.
I did. I got yeah. the name Tank. And I'm on yeah. a full realm. I don't know why people don't try these names. But instantly, you know, I got out into the world and I'm like, I wonder what the DPS is like. So I'm a DPS named Tank. But I have been so slow in getting her the cloak for the corruption protection.
Yeah.
That every time we go in to do the Love Rocket, it's one hit. Her corruption is 100 and something at this point. I wish I had this corruption gear on my bear.
Yeah.
I have almost no corruption on my bear, but this girl, one hit, I've got an eyeball of doom that comes down, puts a giant circle over the entire area I can't get out of. A shadow me comes from the corner to PvP me.
Yeah.
The mob's hitting me in the face. And there's a purple suction cup underneath me that's just like taking out 25% of my health with every heartbeat.
Yeah.
So I tried to get her cloak this week and I epically failed. So she's still this giant pile of like purple goo that's spitting on everybody as she walks by. But it's purple, so I don't care. I think it's lovely.
It's nice.
Purple's
good. Purple's good color.
Right? It's, you know, it's purple. Who cares?
It's pretty. It's pretty.
But I actually got past Eden 103. The gauntlet's still on the ground because all I do is work.
Yes.
And you wanted me to hit 110. Well, I hit 103. So
yay!
Past
yay! 103!
Is,
woo!
Yeah, the gauntlet's still on the ground. Yep. I'm just lovingly petting it as I work.
Yes.
And then I go to work, and then I go to work. But she did hit 103, so, you know, we're getting there slowly.
Yep.
And then I found out today that the inventory cap on the horrific visions, which Zep and Paradin should be really, really proud that I remembered that name. Yeah. I always call it the big one or the horrible one or the whatever one. I can never remember horrific.
Mm.
It's being lifted on Tuesday, so I can have less stress about trying to get all our vision runs in.
Oh, good.
Because we're at like, I think we're all at level 9. So
nice.
We can just let those puppies stack up now and not be so stressed about getting it in with.
And why don't they stack? Like, seriously.
Well, they stack up to 5, but that was the cap, the removing the cap.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have
starting Tuesday, you can carry as many vessels as you want.
Just want them to stack. And
I know, you don't have to worry about them running out. So that was my exciting week in WoW.
Excellent. Well, it's been, I mean, obviously world events do make it one, very busy for normal toons, two, very busy for challenge toons, which is good, you know, because any kind of bonus XP as such, obviously not for Bloods, but for just about everyone else is always a good thing. So 2 weeks of Lovers in the Air, straight after we just had Luna. As well as then we've had, you know, the WoW anniversary. So it's been a couple of months of pretty full on, you know, with world events and getting bonus stuff, which is fantastic. But, you know, as we know, end of year is never a fun time for either you or me in what we do. Oh, so,
hell up.
Yeah, so it's congratulations on 103 on Pacifist, though. That is fantastic. I will tell you this, that digging's going to be the new thing, babe. That's all I got to say.
Yes, but you have digging. Sap and all I have are bird wings.
Yeah, you're just going to have to
I'm in trouble now. Tread
very carefully. Mind you, I didn't use sap. I think I only used sap twice in about the 7 dig sites that I went to. So,
that'll meld will be on all of my hotkeys.
Yeah. So anyway, what I've done this week was same thing, no stupid bloody mount crap. Anyway, not bitter at all.
Not bitter.
Anyway, again, what is it, 11th year? Anyway, whatever, Blizz, whatever. I did manage to get some time to get one challenge tune, and I needed a chill out, so we hopped on the Passy, and I dinged her to 110 yesterday or the day before, whenever it was. So super excited about that. Super excited. Digging was the whole thing. We did went Eastern Kalimdor, Eastern Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, Eastern Kingdoms, and dig sites. So I managed to get quite a few in STV. Again, mobs are sitting at level 60, so they're all gray. Just gotta watch the pat. Like, some of them pat back and forth. So, being that you're on a pacifist, you don't want to be going to kill stuff, because obviously, yeah, seriously, don't want that. Yeah, so it was just a matter of some of the big dig sites, it wasn't too bad, but some of the small ones, like there's this really quite tiny one in STV, just up from the Alliance flight path. That's like a troll, just a troll one, and it's very, I'm like going, it's this big, but you guys know what I mean. It's not a very big dig site that kind of encompasses the full walls of the walls. And it, I mean, if I had to hazard a guess in game, it's probably like 10 meters by 10 meters. It's not big. And there's quite a few trolls within, so being very careful not to hit them and to dig around them, it's, you know, it is a very patient game that you play with a pacifist, but managed to do it. It just was, you know, waiting on how things padded and being very careful. So yeah, I was super happy about that, but digging's gonna be the whole thing. And I don't know if anyone knows, I love digging. I used to have on control lot WoW, I used to have my own, I made up my own dig song. Don't ask me, it's been a few years, but I used to have a dig song that I would sing, and because I loved digging so much. So there will be much digging done in the future on the Passy, that's for certain. So other than that, all was just kind of normal stuff with all the, you know, the invasions and everything that's going on, which is no challenge stuff. It's it's just, again, just got back from holidays and needed to spend some time. I was hoping to get some Bloodthirsty done, but yeah, didn't quite get around that. By the time you run, I'm only running 9 tunes, and even 9 tunes took me a while to get that through for the doing the Love Dungeon, so that was fine. Other than that, yes, it's been a good week. All I can say is we didn't lose any tunes, so yay, go us.
We didn't lose any tunes.
That's always a good thing. Okay, all right. Let's see. Where's my bumpers? I always forget where my bumpers are. There it is. Here we go. What's this one?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
News time. So, we've got a couple things that we want to mention. First one has to do with the website. So, obviously, you guys know there is a new website. Omineer has been very busy sorting it all out. Again, Omineer, thank you. Thank you very much. Chris is going to give us the spiel of the analogy about the website, please.
Right. So anybody who's currently playing a contest tune, then you probably notice that if you try to go and update your challenge character, like we have been able to do in the past, that something has changed with the way that we update. So Lita and I were talking this morning, and we had it down to an analogy of the WoW challenges, bar and grill, no buffs allowed. Mm-hmm. So all challengers are welcome and can go and eat at this amazing dining establishment, get all the bacon cheeseburgers you want, whenever you want. However, there's limited seating at the restaurant. So you may want to go in at 10 a.m., but they're not going to have time for you till 10:30. Or you want to go in at noon, but they're not going to have time for you until the 2 o'clock seating. So there is a queue now for our, yes, somebody said bacon. I know I love bacon. So there is a queue for our contest tunes to be able to go through the API and to get the update on each of the tunes. So you want to go eat at the bar and grill and have your greasy bacon. Let's make it a Guinness barbecue bacon double cheeseburger with a Guinness and coffee.
Yum.
On the side. I know, right? So good. Bacon. Then you go to the WoW Challenges bar and grill. You make a request and you get in line. And then when the host seats you, then you will get your dinner. Mm-hmm. I yesterday went to go and update my tune, and I was 84th in the queue. Now, it did not take that long, but it does put you in a queue so that it can talk to the API and follow our new guidelines. And then when my dinner arrived, I could see that Pacifist was indeed 103 and still green fagged. And by the way, the bacon cheeseburger was amazing. But where before you could search, and this may become an option in the future, we're not quite certain yet. Before, I could search Pacifist and it would pull up anybody with any variation of that name, which there are a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And just from doing a search in the box of my name, I could go and update my tune. Mm-hmm. This is no longer the case right now. So if you go into the website and then you click on challenges, then you can pull up the Iron Man, Iron Teams. You can pull up all the different ones, click on that box, and then in there, you will see a list of the current challengers. That is where your update button is, which you may want to be seeing as everybody's chomping at the bit and saying, talking Chris, because I want to see a contest.
Contest?
Also, there's a contest? What? You know what? Because pretty soon, there what? Might be something on the website that describes the contest.
Soon. Mm-hmm.
From that, you can actually click on that banner that you won't see for just a little bit. When you click on that banner, you can actually go in and register your contest tunes. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways to do it. Either go in and click on that we're already putting those things in there. Just make sure that you read all the instructions on when to log out, what boxes you need to have checked, and when you need to exit WoW to get your contest tune registered.
Exactly. right? So it's, you know, it's like all things, guys. Just remember, it is a work in progress, and Almenia has been adding things in. And again, appreciate everything that you're doing, Almenia. We're trying to make it simple and to make it easy enough that you guys can get the things that you need to be able to, one, check on your tune, two, register tunes and all that kind of thing. Don't go over to the website. That came out a little early. It's not quite up yet, guys. So just so you know, I did start the stream a little bit early, so my timings might be a tad off. But anyway, so yeah, there will be hopefully looking into adding an ad tune on the front page at some stage. And as I said, once the contest is up, you should be able to just click straight on the banner and go from there. So we will see if it works very, very, very soon. Now, the other thing that I want to make mention of, because this is something that I do like to check every week or two, is with the Iron Elites. And again, I'd just like to say we got a subscription. Sorry, let me scroll back. Return O' The Mac, thank you very much for your Twitch Prime subscription. Thank you and welcome. If you are not in our Discord, pop over to our Discord and you will get an Iron Elite status over there. So thank you again for that. Appreciate that. But I have fixed all the current and on the supporters page as well as in Discord. So if you're in Discord and you're like, oh, why am I not this anymore? Obviously you've fallen off or whichever. But just letting you guys know that I've done all of that today up until basically current. But if there's any, you know, any new ones after the show this week, I will look at adding that in. And again, we do truly appreciate. Thank you for those that do our wonderful Iron Elite, because without you guys, you know, it helps keep the website running. So thank you. Thank you very much. Truly, truly appreciate you guys for doing that. Well, I think it's time, Chris.
I think it's time.
Should we tell them? Are you guys ready?
Before Dave just expires.
Yeah, Dave's chomping at the bit. All right, okay. So we have got a new contest that is pretty much starting now. As far as I know, Almenia will be getting that sorted as it is. Okay, don't lose it. Jeez, Dave, calm your farm, Dave. It's okay. All right, it's up. Thank you. Okay, so here we go. This is our contest. It is a Kalimdor free for all Iron Man leveling contest. Okay, it is starting from now. It will run until the 7th to the 7th of March. I think we got the wrong dates in there. Let me just change that, because I'm like looking at it and I'm like,
right.
That's an awfully long time that we were running a contest. Okay. Yeah. No. It was said January.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Banner is up. Okay. So we have got, I will tell you what races that we have got. We are allowing for Night Elf, Tauren, Troll, Draenei, Goblin, Orc. Okay? That is your races. Classes. Chris, tell them what classes we have got.
Druid, Rogue, Monk, Mage, Priest, Paladin, Shaman, Warrior, Warlock. No Hunter, no DK, no DA.
That's right. Okay, so we're trying to keep it on as even as we can. Hey, Azzy, you never know. One of these days, we might do a Hunter contest. Anything's possible. But for now, no. It's a free-for-all within what we've got. So off you go. You can add your character to the website anywhere between level 10 and 20. Okay? You hit 21, not going to register. All right? So as soon as you've hit level 10, up until level 20, you can add your character over onto the website. This is, of course, for US and EU regions. Now, prizes. Chris, tell us what we've got. For those that want the prize, if you just want the status, fine. We're completely okay with that as well. But we are giving prizes. So
absolutely.
Here we go.
So first prize is a Blizzard Stormmount from the Blizzard store. And then after that, we'll have two random drawings from the Blizzard store pads for 2nd through 10th place finishers. So if you finish in 10th, you'll get one chance in the drawing. If you finish 9th, you'll get two chances in the drawing and so forth all the way on up. But the prizes are from the online Blizzard store.
Yes. Okay. So, and again, I know we've had winners in the past that haven't worried about any of that and donate it back to us, which is, you know, amazing. Some people just like to, you know, to get the status of that. Yep. And we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes with the contest. But you've definitely got a first place and a second place. Anyone else hear the click? What click? Stone, what are you going on about?
Did not hear a click.
Didn't hear a click. Might have been that click. Like that. Anyway, I also wanted to say tiebreakers, guys. So if there is a tiebreaker, it will be based on when the character that is added to the site. And of course, all final say-so is done by Chris or me. Chris and me, okay? So allocation is up to us. Just remember, pop over to the website between level 10. Level 20, that's when you need to register. Arminia's going to have, we'll have a separate contest list running onto everyone who's participating and all of that stuff. So Kalimdor, free for all is what it's called. Iron Man, normal Iron Man rules apply. There's no difference. There's nothing added. It is normal Iron Man rules. So
we already have a lot of confusion if I don't can clean it up for them. Guys, a couple years ago we had a Eastern Kingdoms free-for-all contest. This is the sister contest. You can absolutely leave Kalimdor, go wherever you want to go. It's Kalimdor because all the races you can choose start in Kalimdor. The Eastern Kingdoms race that we had a couple years ago, it was only the races that start on Eastern Kingdoms.
Yeah.
That's why this time there's only two that are Alliance and four that are Horde. The other time it was opposite.
Yeah.
So absolutely, you have no restriction on where you can go. It's just which races actually start their journey on Kalimdor.
Yeah, exactly. So only restrictions are the races and, of course, the classes. Because, again, no Hunter, Death Knight, or Demon Hunter. That would be a bit broken. Demon Hunter. Yeah, go make a Demon Hunter. So, good luck, everyone. Good luck. Have fun. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. I did want to scroll back and say, now, Stone had mentioned this. So with the new site, remember how the old World Challenges site was when it first launched? It went under so many changes. New site is good, but it'll get up to speed like the old one did. Just need to be a little patient. Exactly. Thank you, Stone. That's all it is. We've got to work out all the bits and pieces, and it takes time, guys, because, again, we don't do this full time. We do this in between our IRL. So, and we appreciate everything that all the, you know, Arminia's putting into it, all our admin, our mods that all encompass the running of WoW Challenges, because everyone helps out and puts in their own time for free. So to all of you do that, thank you very much. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Just, you know, we're getting there. If there's anything that you know, that you see, any bugs, let us know, let Omania know, you know, that way we can get them addressed as soon as viable. Because again, we do have real life, families, work, all of those things, which has to also get, work, all of that fun stuff. So, yes, job. Okay. So we have got, let's get into the state of the challenges and see how everyone's going for, how they went for this week. So I think we've covered everything there. While everyone races off to make their, you know, whatever tune they're going to be making.
For the three people who are still left behind, it'll be fun to see
thanks, guys.
If anybody still breaks into. Because the irons on the list for this week start at 51. Mm. So we could literally have contest tunes that break into this list by next week. So right now, the ones you are chasing are number 10 is Biocorn at 51. Number 9 is Jangular at 57. 8 is Rothgorn at 60.
That's right.
Oh, number 7 is Zaya Sharia, 66 RIP. Number 6, Azzy, rude, thank you. Number 6, Farrakum at 67. Number 5 is Nemesis Soul. Oh, 71 RIP. Wow, this was a rough week for irons.
Ouch.
Number 4 is 97 at 88. Number 3 is Chancellery, which I always love that name, and I'm not going to see it anymore because they're 89 in RIP. Number 2 is Farrakuri, 93. And in number 1 is Iron Azzy at 103. Way to go, Azzy.
Azzy. Well done, 103. Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy. All right, let's have a look at the bloods for this week as well. So, Corsell, that's Cell. It's got to be Cell. Is 31. Number 9 is Bloodrid at 35. Number 8 is Blood Cell. Okay, maybe that's Cell at 41. Number 7 this week is Merla Killer at 42.
Not liking that name.
Number 6 is Sanguinette at 50 RIP. Oh, damn. I wonder what happened. Number 5 is Nisi at 61. 4 is Broken Tooth at 70. Number 3 is 5 Chesty at 76. Number 2 this week is Soul Snuffer at 94. And number 1 this week is Soul Stoned at 105. Nisi's Warlock. Well done.
Congrats, everybody.
Grats. Nice. All right. Hit us with the passies. Who we got?
Okay. Passies, we have number 10 is Pass 14 at level 29. Number 9 is Angel at 39. 8 is Vierna at 42. 7 is Nacelles at 50. Number 6 is Ferris Sky, 72. 5 is 5 Chesty, 76. Number 4 is Ashes Passy, 83. Number 3 is Herbalisa at 85. Number 2 is Pacifist at 103. And all hail the Queen Passy Lita, number 1. At 110.
Really? Both of us?
Pacifist.
What? How? You and me. But, crazy.
Madness.
Crazy. All right. So let's have a look at tins. So this week we had 5 tins. So we've got tin checks at 18. We've got Bart Hollow at 20. They were number 4 this week. Number 3 is Cafalar at 26. I don't know why I've got that in there. Ignore why that is. I'm not sure. Because tins. Anyway, Iron Germana at 26. And number 1 tin this week. Look at her go. Feritali at 111. Go fair. Boop, boop, boop. Excellent. All right. Greens. Who we got for greens, please?
green. So number 10, we have Tilana at 58. Number 9, we have Shitsu Kana at 60. And also at 60, number 8, we have Crunchy. Number 7, we have Feral Lisa at 70. 6 is Razor Tip at 76. Number 5 is Lore Keeper at 87. Number 4 is Karina Dalek, 94. Number 3, Zayagala, 78, RIP.
98.
Ouch. Number Zaya. 2, Chris Dude, 99, RIP.
Ouch. Yep.
And number 1 is Feratot at 112.
Nice.
Congrats.
It, yeah, 99 and 98. Ouch, guys. Like, oh, damn. I was going to say, yeah, Stone, Zaya has had a rough week. Zaya, sweetie, you okay? You okay? I hope you're okay. I'm sure he's like back on the horse and off he's going. So, you know, but again, that's been a rough week for a few. Okay, working man. Let's have a look. So we've got 7 this week. So we've got Ferrona at 44. Number 6, Azzy. Focus, Azzy. What's going on? Work it as he hit 57. Go as he. Number 5 is... Oh, look at that. That's 5. And his... It's supposed to be around the other way.
5, I see a panda.
It's... Yeah, but it's a different... It's supposed to be a different way. That's how I say it. I see a panda. 63. Sorry, 5. I promise. Passy Panda. There we go. That's what it is. Passy Panda. I was like looking at it backwards and I'm going, no, something's supposed to be around the other way and I couldn't remember which part. Number 4 is Nihai at 64. Number 3 is Zayawaya at 71. Look, there's Zaya. Off he's going. I'm working, man. Number 2 is Farrah Winter at 86. And you know what? Look at this dude over here. Number 1 this week. Again, Contester at 115. He's going great guns. Yeah. Well done, Stir. Still on his contest tune from last contest. Well done. All right. Teams. Hit us with the teams, Chris, please.
Teams, we have Iron Teams, Light and Lightning at 84. Blood Teams is, God, I love this name. Five Finger Death Taco Double Dip, level 27. Great name. Green Teams, You Don't Know You Weren't There, level 26. Number 2 is Never Give Up. I really want to put Never Surrender after that, but Never Give Up, level 42. And number 1, the trash heap has spoken. Naya, 45.
Oh, you guys come up with some of the best names. Seriously, fantastic.
Good names.
Fantastic. Love it. Well, looking at the list, I tell you, it's been a bit of a rough week. So obviously, commiserations to everyone that we've lost this week, and there's been a couple of high levels, so please tread very carefully this week. What we might do before we go on to chit chat, we might just do the contest info once again if anyone is coming in late. So up on the screen you will see we have got the banner, which is Kalimdor Free For All. You have got that it is an Iron Man contest. So all Iron Man rules apply, okay? It's a solo contest, not a team, nothing like that. Just a normal Iron Man, alrighty? So, races. Who have we got? Chris, can you hit us with our races and classes, please?
As I scroll frantically. Yes, I can! Thank you. Races are Night Elf, Tauren, Troll, Draenei, Goblin, Orc. Classes are Druid, Rogue, Monk, Mage, Priest, Paladin, Shaman, Warrior, and Warlock. No Hunters, no DKs, and no Demon Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, just remember, make your tune. Everything's ready. Off you go, definitely. Just need to add your character to the website for the contest between level 10 and level 20. Anything outside of that, you're not going to be eligible, okay? This is for US and EU regions, so go forth and good luck. Prizes. Chris, again, just let them know if anyone's interested in the prizes or you just want bragging rights, whatever, but we do have some prizes, so here you go.
Absolutely. So first place is a store mount from the Blizzard store, and then second through 10th we'll have chances for two random drawings for a Blizzard store pet, and if you finish in second you will have more drawings than the person who finishes in 10th, but we will have two pets drawn for second through 10th.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now if it's tiebreaker, whoever's added to the website, that's going to be where it's going, and prizes will be up to Chris and myself as to that. Looking on the website here, don't forget to opt in. Like Nisi said, yes, there is an opt-in for the contest. Click the button, because otherwise you're not gonna be in it. Make sure you put your email address in as well. It is purely for prize wise it all will get deleted after the contest is all finished and prizes are handed out. So this is the only time that you need to do this. Every time you add a contest tune, that's where we ask for your email. Other than that, thank you very much. Everything else is up there. It's rare and a go, so it's all live. As I said, go forth, have fun, good luck.
Don't die.
And don't die. Don't if die. You do, roll again. You've got 2 weeks, guys. You've got 2 weeks. So good luck. It'll be interesting to see what races, classes, what everyone's choosing. Always, always fun to see. I have no idea. I will be doing it. I will be rolling some sort of tune. Have not really even thought about it. So we will see. Okay. Where am I up to? Okay, scrolling. All right. Where's my bumper? Let's go with the bumper. Let's do this one. Here we go.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Swords. I love you, dude. I love that.
Swords.
Alrighty. Let us start Chit Chat the way that we always like to start Chit Chat. It is now tradition, as we do, and tradition dictates that we must also play this bumper. So here we go.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Love that, Ezzy. All right, Chris, go for it.
I love those crickets so much. Okay, so from Ezzy. All of the nurses in the maternity ward went on strike, and the obstetricians are having a midwife crisis. I laughed. I read it, I laughed.
Azzy, that's very cute. I really like your puns this year so far. They've been very, very cute. I like.
guys,
come on. Midwife crisis. It's cute. It's, you know, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Okay. So, and we've got one from Dave the Hunter has, here we go. We've got, what does a gnome have in common with a goblin? Very little.
I laughed at that one.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Very cute. okay. Yeah. Stop sending in jokes, Dave. Go make your tune. Go level. Go on. I forget. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Dave. That was very cute, too. Okay. So we've got one. Chris, who have we got this from?
Yeah. So we had a question in Discord, and it was from PJ. And they said, hey, I am new in creating an Iron Man, but have gotten to level 19 as of now. Hee-hee. One question, though. Rules say no food buffs. Does this involve the normal eating buff? Or is eating without buffs allowed? And Nisi answered and said, you're allowed to eat food, Just no food with buffs, or if you do eat a food that brings a buff, you need to stand up before the buff applies, or you need to remove the buff ASAP. But it's just better to avoid foods that have buffs, and you can get the non-buff food from innkeepers pretty easily.
Exactly. So, I mean, normally most foods are okay, but yeah, if you get the buff, click it off. I know when I'm leveling a challenge toon that I will specifically either vendor or destroy any foods that I get that have a buff on it and just make sure that I've got ones that don't, because I would hate to, you know, jeopardize myself by forgetting to click off. Or, you know, just doing something, you're busy leveling, you know, someone could be asking a question, family's yelling at you because, you know, they need dinner or something crazy like that. So I just try not to have that kind of stuff in my bag, or I remove it as soon as I viably can. Destroying it is one way. Otherwise, if I'm near a vendor, because, you know, that two copper could be really important. So
seriously,
so those are the ways of things. But yes, definitely just try and look for more your normal food. And like Nisi said, innkeepers are really good to go and get some food from. So that would be the best way to go. Okay. Now we have also got, so I just wanted to, we've been doing the challenger tip of the week for a few months now, which is greatly appreciated. And again, you know, if you guys out there have got something, please feel free to send in, put it in Discord, let Nisi, myself, any of us know, and I can add them in, which is good. But I just wanted to make mention of one that I don't often bring up, but being that we've got a contest, this is a really, really good time to reiterate that this is a good way for us to keep an eye on what you're doing, you know, how you're leveling and those sorts of things, especially on Twitter. A lot of us are on Twitter or social media. So what we do is we use a hashtag WowChallenges or one word, okay? And that way, instead of you tagging the Twitter account and, you know, us getting 50 million notifications, as much as, you know, We do love to see your stuff, it's easier for us to search a hashtag to find what you're doing. So when I'm leveling a toon, what I will do is, you know, I might put something like Passy Leader Dings level 110, and then I'll put afterwards hashtag WoW Challenges. Okay, not actually tagging the Twitter account, but I know that Nisi or any of us will go in and look, and we can see what you've done, you know, any pictures, any screenshots that you've got. And again, being that it's a contest, one of the things we do love to see is, you know, what have you rolled? How are you leveling? What are you up to? So please tell us, and please use the hashtag, because it's a good way for us to see what you're doing with any of your challenge toons, and that way we can also, you know, retweet what you're doing, and, you know, and we like to share with other people of what our challenge players are doing. So please utilize the hashtag. Okay, if you are not sure how to do that, please contact us. We can help you with how that goes about. So if you're a bit sure as to what it is, again, let the mods know, let me know, and we can help as to that, or just go onto the WoW Challenges feed and you will see, you know, the retweets and what they look like. We've got quite a few people that utilize the hashtag. So again, thank you for that. All right. Anyone else that in the chat room? Chris, anything in the chat room we need to?
I think we covered it as we went along, unless I missed something.
Yeah, Mrs. Charming says, watch what you eat even in game. Unless you're at my place.
Well, and Charming loves our food picks, so.
Yeah. I you know what? I went upstairs this morning and I peeked to see the cornflake biscuits to see, because I only made one batch. I should know, never make one batch for my family, seriously. There's like two left. I think I made about 16. There's two left.
Your Love Rocket cupcakes are the closest I got to a Love Rocket.
Mm-hmm. Mine as well. Damn, they were good. I made them on a it's a really good base that I make. It's one I use quite a bit. So that was good. Okay, what else have we got? It's easier for everyone to follow everyone else that is using the hashtag. Thank you, Stone. Yes, that is correct. So it's sort of like a Twitter chat channel, sort of. That's a good way of putting it. And how do we register for Classic WoW? There is no API at the moment for Classic WoW. So until we get the API access from Blizzard, you can't register, all right? We've got basic rules up there, which are subject to change once the API becomes available, all righty? So a lot of people are out there and they're giving it a go. Some people are using playing Classic Irons as testing things, using it as a scout. Just remember, any tune that you are currently leveling through Classic as an iron may come under getting flagged. If it's all going to depend on what Blizzard's API allows for us once we get access to that. Okay, so I'm playing a Bloodthirsty just because, you know, I like killing stuff. And again, it's more that I'm using it as like a scouting of how things are going. I'm not looking at it as to be the actual, this might be the tune that I end up doing it on. It's more to get a feel of what Classic's like as to a blood. Some people are doing that for irons as well. So, you know, it's being patient. We try and be very patient. Blizzard will release it, obviously, when they're ready to release it. There's nothing that we can do until then. So just remember that, guys. okay. Anything else that we've got? Sorry, Chris, can you talk for a sec? I'm going to need to cough and I don't need everyone to hear me. So excuse me for 2 seconds.
No, you're absolutely fine. And I like our quote for the when is the Classic API coming is soon trademark. But truly, we're at the mercy of everybody else. When it is ready, we'll absolutely let everybody know. Big announcement, huge announcement, lead us, stir stone. They'll get everything together. And until that day, then we're just not sure.
Exactly.
But as Stone says, we also have an FAQ. Beautiful, amazing write-up. Any questions you might have about any of the challenges or anything that we do here, you can actually go to our FAQ to find our rules and helpful hints, tips, tricks. Yes, check out the FAQ.
That's exactly right. Again, don't forget, guys, there is a lot of information up on the forums as well. There is a link on the website to the WoW Challenges forums. Lots of information. We've got people that regularly are over there, and you know, even going back through some of the posts just to find out about bugs and, you know, some tips and tricks and things like that. You can certainly utilize the forums as well. Okay. Sorry, excuse me. Lots of talking today. The throat is struggling. It's probably because I've also not been well, so bear with me. Not sure about that. Kilani, I hope I said that right. For hunters, can the pets learn things like growl? Are we talking Classic? I'm assuming we're talking for Classic. Yep. Okay, now, sorry, let me think, because I haven't played Classic for a while, and I'm relying on anything that was, there was no talents, no, the, was it, it was learning, I'm just trying to think, because I think you've, the growl things is you've got to learn it from a pet. Wasn't that what it was? Because I'm just trying to think. It's been a while since I've played a hunter. A lot of the pets, you've got to learn an ability from another pet, correct? Just trying to think. I'm thinking someone's going to give me a yes or a no. I've been playing Warlock and Warlock. Well, Warlock, please. It's me. There are pet trainers in Classic. You have growl on your ball. Yep. So growl is yes. You get pet spell points. Honestly, I don't remember. I thought there were certain abilities with pets that you had to get that from another pet to be able to learn it. Beast training. I don't remember. Show's great.
I know, I'm even searching through Discord to see if I can find the
I'm waiting to see if Nisi, you know what, we will take, let me take that question and we, I will double check on it and get back to you. Are you in and out of Discord? Well, because I haven't played Classic for ages, so we will do a thing. Okay, we will get back to you for that. Hang on. Let's not highlight the whole chat, leader. That would just be really, really silly. Let me just paste it in here. Okay, this is from Kiani. Okay. I've got that. All right. Join in the next day. Okay, all right. Well, let us know if you do. Hit us up on this. What have I got? No use of talent points, which includes no pet talent points. You can buy your spell skills as well as pet skills from your class trainer. Skills you have from your class, like Warlock Healthstones, Druid Pally buffs are allowed since they're available to your class. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, but Let me get back to you on that, because as I said, I've not played Classic for a little while, so I feel a bit like I haven't delved into it, other and I haven't done any updates on it, so I need to double check. So let me get back to you on that one. For the moment, don't add anything to your toon, if that's probably the easiest way if you're trying to run an iron. Just keep it as basic as possible until we get back to you, okay? All right. I think we will turn the aircon on, because all of a sudden it's becoming very, it sounds like it's going to be a really hot day. So turn the aircon on so leader's not like dying. All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's do our thank yous. So Chris, take it away, please.
We would very, very humbly like to thank all of the Iron Elite. Without you, none of this, truly any of this, would be possible. So we would like to thank Aleandris, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, I need really good sound effects, losing my voice, Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Frasley, Gaston, Grand Negus, Grim, Lisanne, Martin, Mrs. Rakuru, Ms. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber. Why am I getting a dang it, Chris? Tula Barden, Ulminia, this name every single time, and she's the sweetest lady, and I can't say her name. What, Winamia? No, I know that's wrong too. Please forgive me. Zaya and Zords.
You need to get us a crash landing sound effect, Stone. Yeah. I'm losing my voice. Yeah, I you know what, we both are. This is really good. This is really good. We both are. you go make one stone. Yeah, because I mean, like, seriously, no one can do it quite as well as you, other than probably Zortz, who does a fantastic. You and Zortz have always managed to do a really good Iron Elites, and I appreciate that. So yeah.
Stone could just record it for us every week.
Yeah, like 5 minutes, like see? 5 minutes Gang before. And Stone. Yeah. Yeah.
Record.
Yeah. That would work.
Your new Silent World Challenges podcast.
We just
through.
You know.
About the only way you'll get Lita and I to hush.
Yeah. I you know, we could do sign language. It's really not very good for a podcast though. So but yes, it looks like we'll have to. I was going to say I'd do some I'd soothe it down with some coffee, but you know what? Guess what, guys? That's it. So we really
horrible picture.
We really need to wrap the show up because Lita is out of coffee. That's just saying. That's where it is. All right. Okay. So I would just like to say a huge thank you. And I know I do it every week, but honestly, without our mods, life would be a lot more complicated. So from Stir, Stone, and myself, I want to say huge thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyron Zortz, thank you guys for everything that you do for the website, for the forums, for the chat, for, you know, all of that. Greatly appreciated. So thank you so much. To Alminia, from all of us, thank you. Thank you for sorting the stuff that needs to be sorted. Thank you very much. Thank you for the new website. Thank you for the coding.
Thank you, Almin.
Thank you. Greatly appreciated. So thank you. And to everyone here in the chat, listening at home, watching, wherever you are, thank you guys for one, hanging out, and just being here. We do appreciate it. Sorry, excuse me. Throat is trying very hard to break, so we will not be much longer. All right, so wrap up is next show will be next week, which will be Saturday, February 29th. Yeah, we've got an extra day in February this year. There you go. 7 p.m. Eastern. There we go. That doesn't happen very often. What, every 4 years? Anyway, just a little sad joke from later. Sorry. Couldn't resist. All right, next week we will be talking to Jangler. He will be coming to join the show next week. We will find out how he did his green man to Max. He is he hit 120 what last week on his green man. So I'm super excited to talk to Jangler next week. Now, don't forget where you can find us. All of the information is over on wowchallenges.com. You can find our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. All the information is over there, as well as the new contest information. When you load onto the home page, the very thing you will see is a nice big banner saying for the contest, okay? And click on the button that's right in the middle. Can't miss it. So, again, good luck, guys. If you want to listen to the show, please, you can certainly pop over, download it via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio. And for anyone that would like to contact the show, please send an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right, Chris, where can we find you?
I am available on Twitter. I almost said Twitch. Don't stream. I'm on a lot. I'm on Twitter @itschrisw. Otherwise, I'm in most of the time Wild Challenges Discord, Paradins Discord, and that's about it.
Excellent. All right. And don't forget where you can find me. I am on Twitter @LitaWow, which is L-double-E T-A-W-O-W. I had a mental blank about spelling that. You would think after all these years that that wouldn't happen. But yeah, Lita Wow. And don't forget, you can listen to Stone and I prattle on about the Full Frontal Love Rocket episode 94 of Adventures in Azeroth that's been released. Oh, awesome. My lord, I tell ya. Bloody Stone in his Love Rocket, I tell ya. Anyway, you can check that out. AdventuresInAzeroth.com is the website over there if you wanna find out what Stone and I are going on about. Alright, last lot of thank yous. Let's go.
Our last thank yous is a big heartfelt thank you to Mark Honan on our amazing intro. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Honan Wow. And also another big thank you from the bottom of our hearts to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. And again, always greatly appreciated. Two of my very favorite music bits done by Mark Honan and Epic. So again, guys, thank you so much. So show them some love and check them out. Other than that, again, commiserations on all of those. We lost some big tunes this week. Commiserations, guys. But, you know, the community as we know it, these people are already off and running on new tunes or even a contest tune for something a little bit different. So check out the website, wowchallenges.com, for all of the contest information. Everything is there. Good luck to everyone. You've got 2 weeks. Well, technically less than 2 weeks now, but 2 weeks the contest is running. So again, best of luck to everyone. Please stay safe both in and out of game, and we will catch you back here next week. See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.